We've hit that time on a Friday. We're going to wrap crunch time with the Tool Shed. We roll out the nominees, people from sports the past week who don't take that critical moment to think. Think before you speak, do, send, post. But first, as always, before we begin, enter our landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Start with soon-to-be ex-Warrior minority owner Mark Stevens. Yeah, he's the idiot who cussed out Toronto's Kyle Lowry, then pushed him after Lowry had the audacity to, do his job, hustle after a loose ball in the NBA Finals, and go crashing into the courtside seats because, yeah, that's never happened before. And, of course, another case of an entitled wealthy guy who thinks the rules of decency, or rules in general, they don't apply to me. I've got money. Cool that the NBA did not stick its thumb up its rear end like the NFL and Roger Goodell would have. They'd have called for an investigation, then let Mr. Moneybags off the hook after a few weeks. They acted properly. They acted swiftly. They ran its putts off the scene for a year and hit him with a $500,000 fine. The ass clown has no place in the league anyway. Good riddance. Next up, Indiana Colts general manager Chris Ballard. So in the third round of this past April's draft, he took Stanford linebacker Bobby Okereke. Then a story by Mike Wells broke this week on ESPN. We learned Ballard was in fact aware of a sexual assault accusation against Okereke. And further investigation shows that while no charges were brought, three of the five on the disciplinary board believed the accuser, but it takes four of five to pursue the issue. And again, we learn not being charged is not always synonymous with innocence. And then we learned the Colts, in their Art Briles-like vetting process, did not talk to the accuser, did not talk to the lawyer, and of course we find out Ballard didn't even volunteer this information, and which is odd if you feel like you're above reproach and doing the right thing. Next up, we'll go with golf instructor Hank Haney. We know last week he was the idiot on the PGA Tour station on satellite radio who dissed the LPGA, the women, and revealed a lot of ignorance and some sexism by saying, I'm not familiar with anybody on that tour, so a Korean named Lee is probably going to win. Well, he got suspended. Then in the aftermath, Tiger Woods, who used to employ Haney as his coach, said, "You can't just look at life like that." He said what he meant. He got what he deserved. So Haney, in full-out double-down mode, said, "Oh, so now Tiger Woods is the moral authority pertaining to women." An obvious dig at Tiger's philandering. But that's not even the point. The issues are separate. You can be flawed and make awful, selfish, destructive decisions, but then when asked a question, you could give an answer that's spot on the truth. It's called walking and chewing gum at the same time. Give it a whirl, Hank. Finally, Daspers DeMar DeRozan. This guy wants in. He spent his entire career in Toronto after being drafted out of USC in the 2009 draft. He's had a really nice career. 20-point-a-game guy, four-time All-Star, one-time All-NBA second team, one-time All-NBA third team. But as one of the core guys on the Raptors, they made exactly one playoff run. when they made the 2016 East Finals before getting busted up by LeBron and the Cavaliers. What I'm trying to say is all he did was underachieve in the playoffs, and his last two seasons with the Raptors, while they made it out of round one, they got swept in round two. So they decided, well, we're not going anywhere with this guy, so they traded him for Kawhi Leonard and are now two wins from their first championship. Calls himself a sacrificial lamb, and this run wasn't possible without him. But they did it without you. You can talk about contribution and foundation, but when you say they couldn't have done it without me, they just did. They're here. You're not on the team. It's not. It'd be different if, you know, they were 30-15 and he was on the team and they traded him at the deadline. They traded him during the offseason because they didn't think they could make this run without him.
Very well prepared to not do this.
And they're obviously right. They're there. You're getting interviewed. It's like, dude, do the math. Since I don't think we're ever going to hear from him again, I think we might have to go Mark Stevens. So basically what happened is he showed up on our radar once, made it into the Crunch Time tool shed, and now, bye-bye, disappear into oblivion. And by the way, I'm sure he's going to suffer with his $1 billion net worth, his gated community, and his one meme that's going to follow him around forever. But anyway, so he's inducted, and now let's call on our proprietor to close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!
He gone!